This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Tell you, that is a summer song. If you played that, I reckon, in the middle of a rainstorm in winter, it would clear the sky and blue and the sun would come out.
I think it would make the spa list.
Oh, I think it would make the spa list for sure. Stu spa list.
Okay, what?
It's just music I listen to when I'm in the spa.
That is the mark of quality if it goes to the spa list.
It's an eclectic experience.
I'm keen to hear the spa list now.
Possibly you know.
In the future, you can tune in to as we'll do the spa list show.
Yeah.
Will you have the sound of like a spa in the background?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Dedicated to Laura May.
Usually when we mention the spa list, people go, oh, that's cool. And that's it.
People don't openly say they want to listen to it. Like. Yeah. I was looking across at you and you had a wicked big smile on your face and then I had a wicked big smile on my face because that is a great song, right? How good is that?
Does it make you want a drink? Like,
well, yeah, and I can see people rocking along to that and singing that chorus.
Yeah.
I kind of imagine it kind of like a wagon wheel where they're just like, right?
We didn't warn you, we've got a ban on Wagon Wheel.
And so the show it will no longer be going to air. Thank you very much for coming.
Yeah. And you know what I'm going to say, Colt?
I do, but you say anyway.
It's going to make the spa list.
Anyway, on with the show.
On with the show.
Expanding Horizons.
And good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. We're super glad that you've joined us today. My name's Stu and Colin's here as well. How's it going, Colin?
Great. I've got to drag myself away from the spa. I've got an urge to go out and buy an enormous spa now that I don't need.
Right. Yeah, I just think I would go home and hop in mine.
Yep, that's right.
And I'll put
it'll be full of all rainwater after the last night.
No, it has a lid.
Okay. Oh, just right. Yeah,
nothing can get
in. Oh, it's a quality one, is it?
Nothing can get in there.
Nothing can get in there.
But yeah, go home, get in the spa, because it's quite cold today.
Yeah, that's right, hey?
Yeah, the sun's out, but still quite cold. Yeah.
And I think that was Laura May, wasn't it?
It was Laura
May. The lovely Laura May from Golden Bay.
That's right.
And she'll be playing the muscle in up there at some point, I'm sure.
And hopefully we'll get her back in studio at some stage too.
Yeah. Tell you what, though. While you're out there in your spa, you do not want to be eaten by a carnivorous plant.
No.
Because we had the Carnivorous Plant Society on last week, didn't we?
We did.
Or Finn.
Yep.
Finn was on the line from Akarawa.
And he was very interesting, wasn't he?
He was great. Great to have a chat with Finn. And people wanted to look that up and have a listen. You could go to plainsfm.org.nz and look up Expanding Horizons, and that show will be on there some. But they don't last very long now, do they? They take them off.
Yeah, 7 days. Oh, well, they're on there, but if you want to download it and keep it forever.
Yeah, keep it forever. Forever and ever.
Put it in your forever box.
Yeah, that's right. Keep then, it on a USB under your bed. Then you've only your
got,
best bits.
That's right. Then you've only got 7 days.
Yeah, to do that.
7 days. Yep.
But you've got them other places, haven't you?
You've
got the vault, haven't you?
Yeah, some
the
of them.
The Stew vault.
Some of them. Some of them, well, they're not lost. I can recover them.
No, on the hard drive that died.
The hard drive that, cut me out.
I'll tell you what, right?
Access denied.
The week before that, when we had Adam Hadaway on and the Haunters, because last night you were gigging. You were out gigging, weren't you?
Yeah, so I went to...
Dusted off your dancing shoes.
Yeah, the less said about that, the better.
Yeah, that's right.
But I was at Blue Smoke for Adam Hadaway and the Haunters.
Yeah, down there in Wollstone, Texas.
They were promoting their album. That's right, Wollstone, Texas, and selling T-shirts and tote bags.
Did you get any merch?
No, I didn't in the end. CDs and vinyl as well.
Wow.
So they were selling a little bit of stuff
there. They've gone the full court press on that, haven't they?
Yeah, and they were great.
Yep.
He's a real showman. actually, and he had a little bit of Jagger going on.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Some moves like Jagger.
And his partner's name's Gina, and he mentions her in one of their songs that's on that album. And so they were doing that last night, and it mentions a whole lot of female names. Right. And then when he got to Gina, he like ripped his shirt open, and on his t-shirt underneath it said Gina.
Oh, nice.
So it was his little tribute to her and all the work she does for him and the band.
Oh, good on you, Gina. Big shout out to Gina and all the Ginas for all the bands who do all the work, right?
Yeah,
who do all the merch and the promotions and let the stars have their minutes of 15 minutes of fame.
That's right. And so they were on for about an hour, I suppose.
Oh, nice.
Went through the Paris, Texas, the Wollaston, Texas album and some of their older ones as well.
Nice.
Chucked in a song about hands or feet, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
Which was quite funny.
Did they have a good bit of a crowd down there?
Yeah, I think there would have been about 100 to 150 maybe.
All the Littleton people would have come through the tunnel.
Yeah, there was a mixed bunch there.
Yeah, a mixed bunch is a nice way to put it. But there's always a mixed bunch down there.
I ran into a few people, so it was good to see a few people I hadn't seen in a while.
Oh, that's good.
And some famous people were there too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Marlon Williams was there.
Old Marlon. Yep. He's always turning up to support his mates, eh?
Yeah, he is. He was hanging out and watching very intently.
I tell you, there is not many places in Christchurch that you can go to see a fantastic band and then have a Hollywood...
That's right.
Like he was in Hollywood movie, right? Hollywood Block. Not a small one either. Mm. Like a really big one.
Yeah.
You know, and also be a big touring, star, just at the bar that you can go and talk to, like an everyday guy.
Yeah, and the good thing too was no one was bothering him either, right?
Yeah.
So, which was good.
Because he seems like a really nice chap.
Yeah, yeah. And as you said, supporting his mate, because he knows Adam, and has directed one of Adam's music videos. So.
There you go.
And Amber Carly Williams was there as well.
Old Amber.
Who's been on our show.
Yep.
Yep.
There's always an Expanding Horizons link somewhere along.
That's right. And opening for Adam was a band from Auckland, Daniel Armstrong and the Monsoons.
Right. We're going to play one of their tracks.
We're going to play one of their tracks. We might start with one of their tracks.
Kick off with It's Due.
We'll do that, and then we'll follow that up with You Know You Will from Adam Hadaway and the Haunters, which he did last night.
Nice.
But Daniel Armstrong and the Monsoons, out of Auckland. Got it. I'll be interested to see what you think about them. Right. So this is Somebody on Your Mind from Daniel Armstrong and the Monsoons.
You're going to say Moon, Dog, Moon, Stones.
Moon something. That's them messing it up. Anyway, and you're on Expanding Horizons. Getting out of troubles like a needle with a bubble. She's a head on the spike, giving all kinds of advice. No one cares how she looks. It's the thing that makes her sick. Crowd of delinquent alligators. Now the place I live, just don't wanna disconnect from the endless shit on the television set. It's an empty glass of wine, but it's kinda beautiful. Stick around and become something ignorable, but count me out from the parties and the crowds. I'm afraid
conversation.
Horizons, offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
Expand Your Horizons on Plains FM.
All right, yes, you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stu and Cole. And that was You Know You Will from Adam Hadaway and the Haunters. Did that last night, as I said, rocked it out.
That was a good track to be going to a gig to, I think.
Yeah. The crowd appreciated it. And before that, Daniel Armstrong and the Monsoons with Somebody on Your Mind.
Yeah, and I could see both of them playing together.
Yeah, they complement each other.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so they're good.
You know what, Stu? I've been thinking a bit about when Adam, because when we talked about doing the Adam show, right, and I was thinking, you know, some chat that we were having with, like, Liam, because he was in here earlier, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And, there's a couple of things. Firstly, I was thinking when he's talking about venues, and they're so generic, right, lots of it. Blue Smoke is not, right?
No.
I find Blue Smoke...
Can I stop you right there?
Yep.
Because... we haven't talked about what we're going to be doing today, but,
no,
it's,
right.
But it's basically this, right?
Cole, get over here.
Yep, okay.
Oh. Colin Stew, talking smack every Saturday between 3 and 4 and late night Thursday after 9.
Got that one out of the vault.
Yeah, we haven't played that for a while.
Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, no, and I was going to say, you know, you go to venues and they're so generic, lots of them, right?
Yep.
And I'm just going to say that my experience of most of them is that they are run so poorly. I can't believe that people who run them, run them. Anyway, and keep them going. Blue Smoke's not like that.
No.
Jess does a great job, right, of running that place. And the other thing that I like about it, they've got lots of enormous posters on the walls, right?
Yeah.
Of real bands, and the people who go there know them.
Yep.
Because I go to these venues, and sorry, I'm interrupting
you. No, I was just going to say there was a massive, as an example, there was a massive poster of Adam McGrath.
Yeah. And there's all the ones from the Eastern from 5-10 years ago or something like that, and Linden, and you're going, oh yeah, and the people who go, oh yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, you go to these venues, right, and they've got all this amazing, you know, posters on the wall, pictures of, you know, well-framed pictures of like great musicians from the 50s and 60s. Or 70s, you know, like great jazz musicians and rock and roll music, and they just don't play it.
No.
They don't live up. It's just, it may as well just be paint on the wall. And the people in there don't even know who they are.
No.
It's just fake, right?
Yeah.
It's like going to an, when I was in Barcelona, we went to an Irish bar because it was next door to our accommodation, this Airbnb we had. And it was right next door, and it was late, and we just wanted to get something to eat. And we went in there, and it's like an Irish bar in Barcelona, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of bits that are supposedly Irish. It's funny, because when I was in Ireland and I went to an Irish bar, it didn't look anything like that.
No.
So this is what, and these venues are just like that, right?
Yeah.
They just stick on fakery, and Blue Smoke's not. So Liam was mentioning that, right?
Yeah.
Liam was saying, when they did all their soul stuff in his other band, and they'd play, and it was just full of drunken teenagers who didn't have a clue. And I was thinking,
exactly. Well, I mean, the crowd last night, they certainly appreciated the
venue. Oh, because they know it, right?
Yeah. And the bands that were there.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, I can imagine, being regulars there, as you said.
And you know, when you go to those places and you go, oh, I've seen that person before, that person before, they're regularly at the same sort of gigs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, all those venues that are just, that does my head in, Stu.
Absolutely.
And the other thing I was going to talk to you about when I was thinking about Liam and us were talking about Northern Soul and soul music, right? Because I was thinking to myself, in the week I was talking to someone and they were mentioning how they like 1980s music, right? You know, people go, oh yeah, but I just like the bangers. I just like the classics, and I'm like... A whole decade wasted, right? Because you like half a dozen songs that made it to number one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself that how lucky, how blessed we were that those DJs or those individuals from the north of England went across to the States and saved all those old soul records.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise people's knowledge of soul music, I guess, would have been limited to Motown and Stax, largely.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought all those small label records, which were independent labels. I mean, that's what I was thinking about the 80s, right? There's all these amazing bands that were on independent labels who did amazing things, and people just go, oh yeah, I like that song because it went to number one.
And
that made me think about the song Tainted Love, which, you know, 1980 was huge, right? You know, for Soft Cell. And we're lucky that someone went over and found the original of that Tainted Love track and then played it for all those working class kids in the north of England so that Mark Almond could have heard it and then converted it into some digital song, you know, his synth pop track that everyone went, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah.
And the original's just as amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So thank goodness for all those DJs, Stu.
That's right.
It was making me think.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, you know, all those amazing singles that you and I love from the 80s on all those small bands that we knew about that just get ignored, right?
Yeah.
Because people just like the, oh, I bought this best of down the warehouse, you know.
100%.
So that was my little bit of thinking. I've got a little bit more on this, but I think you better play a couple of tracks before my head explodes from getting agitated.
So I talked about how there were some celebs there last night.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll play a track from Marlon Williams. This is Devil's Daughter. And then we'll follow that up with an Amber Carly Williams track. All right. So here we go. And you're on Expanding Horizons.
Woke up this morning, I open my eyes to see the world in little pieces all around me. Could have been my baby, could have been the devil's daughter. I don't know, day to day she keeps changing on me. Put it back together without a lot of trouble. Nothing that I haven't done 100 times before. She's my queen and she's the devil's daughter. Knowing all about it makes it easy. They're gonna come and take her far away from me. Think I'm gonna cry when I lose my little baby. It's just the way it is, that's the mystery of love.
Stu and Cole on Expanding Horizons. We're an eclectic mix.
Just normal. I won't let
Yes, you are live on Expanding Horizons with Stu and Cole on Plains FM, and that was Amber Carly Williams with her track 21 Roses, and that's a tribute to her mum. And the video for that, she's looping. She's doing some looping.
You're a big fan of looping, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
Female artists looping.
There's cool. A lot of that going on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cool.
I guess those solo artists who want to add a little bit of background to their work, a bit of depth.
Yeah.
Well, if you've got the technology,
why not?
Get onto
it. Nothing stopping you. And before that, Marlon Williams with Devil's Daughter.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was a good track too.
Yeah, it's a good track.
How good is that bloke?
Yeah, he's a talented man.
He is talented, isn't he?
Yeah.
People should go and watch A Star Is Born just so they could see him on stage.
That's right. Just fast forward.
Just fast forward to that bit.
If you can fast forward, you can fast forward on a DVD.
You can.
You can. Right.
Slide your finger if it's Netflix.
That's right. Now, you wanted to talk Nirvana.
Well, yeah, because when we had Adam in again. So the whole interview with Adam, we had some really good chat with those guys. They really knew music, right?
Yeah,
and they were
really
interested in music.
Yeah.
And I think I made the quip about them being, you know, overnight successes that took 10 years or whatever, right?
Mm.
And you often get that, I guess, with those crossover artists, you know, that suddenly everyone goes, wow, like I've found this new artist. And people who are fans go, oh, yeah, I've been fans of them for, like, years and... You know that Tism, the Australian band, had a song that was, I think it was Tism, I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. Anyway, so I was thinking a bit about Nirvana, right? Because in that kind of whole late 80s when they brought out their second album, and, well, they brought out Smells Like Teen Spirit, didn't they, before, and then the second album, Nevermind, came out soon after. I mean... Smells Like Teen Spirit, great song, right? But it's just a rock song, right?
Yeah.
I was interested, and the video was super cool. I'm interested in the cheerleaders with anarchy signs on their arms, as if that band has anything to do with anarchy, right?
I
was thinking, bands like Crass would be like laughing in their in their boots at stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But it obviously captured a moment, and suddenly everyone was like, oh, Nirvana, you know, grunge, I'm into grunge. And I thought... And that's cool, right? But no one ever talks about their first album because it was rubbish. And everyone ever talks about the bands that came before them that they were able to stand on the shoulders of, right?
Yeah.
And so I found that kind of overnight success. These guys are the you know, the figureheads of a whole, you know, genre. Really annoying.
Yeah, I understand it.
And possibly now, I mean, I don't know if Nirvana tracks even get played on the radio, but... there's probably only a handful. The other thing that made me think of when I thought of Nirvana was that whole Courtney Hole, Kurt Cobain thing. And I mean, the media in the States loved that, were all over that, weren't they?
Yeah.
And really, Hole, rubbish, right? That Pretty on the Inside album, complete rubbish.
Yeah, well, Courtney Love, not...
Courtney Love, sorry.
Yep.
Not
Courtney Love.
not super talented.
No. And so it made me think, no, I mean, beyond her just the blonde looks, she reminded me of Nancy Spungen, you know, in the Sid Vicious story.
Yep.
And so she was probably, you know, Nancy, she's probably the Nancy to Kurt.
Yeah.
It was what I was thinking. Yeah. And then you and I were just talking off air. She probably had the same role that maybe Amy Winehouse's father had, or idiot from the Baby Shambles that she married.
Oh, what's his face?
Yeah, I can't remember his name, right? No. And I think he was in the Baby Shambles, wasn't he? You know, and so I was thinking all about that, you know, how easily, you know, one track or one artist suddenly has that crossover and then everyone's all over their action.
Yeah.
And aren't they the most amazing thing and the best thing since sliced bread? And you're like, well, I don't know, really. Just because they've got the majority listening to it doesn't mean it's any good.
No, definitely not.
And so I was thinking about all those things when we were talking about Adam Hadaway. Because I was thinking, you know, the amount of good quality talent out there producing amazing music, like Amber Carly Williams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who people just go, who's that? Yeah. Never heard of him, right? Because it's not on Bland FM. Mm.
Yeah, nice.
You know what I mean? As it like, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Playing the vanilla tracks from the best 1,000 tracks from the 1950s all the way through to the double zeros.
That's right.
The same tracks, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you'll hear them again tomorrow as well.
Yeah, just in case. You missed them the first 30 times today.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah, that's
you'll
right.
You'll hear them as well. That's right. Yeah.
So those things I was thinking about after we were talking to Adam. So lots of good things that came out of that Adam Hadaway interview.
So last week we played a van track.
For Mike.
Who was
who missed it, right? Good job, Mike.
So on the way out of the gig last night, he was like, you have to play another van track.
All right, man. This is not the van show, right?
No. So my shoulders slumped and I sighed, but I said, okay, tell me which one. So he said, oh, play Bulbs. So we'll play Bulbs. This is from Van Morrison, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM. Well, we should be anyway.
Yeah, this is the best Van Morrison song I've ever heard, Mike. Good job. No one told me that was a 3-minute, quite silent introduction.
We got all the
the sliders are up, man.
We'll try again.
Try it again.
We'll try again. All right, there we go. Try this one. No,
awesome.
Something's not happening.
You know what this reminds me of, right?
Yeah.
I was reading this story about, I can't remember the band, right? And they...
I know what the problem is.
Oh, you do? You can fix it?
Yep.
I'll tell the story after.
Tell the story after. Here we go.
I'm kicking off from center field. Question on being down before the game. One shot deal don't matter. And the other one's the same. Oh, my friend, I see you. Watch it to come through. All right. Yeah, they're standing in the shadows. Where the street lights all turn blue. She's leaving Plan America. Suitcase in her hand. All on Atlantic sand, screaming through the alleyway. I can hear an only crowd walking in. Down the batteries I'm corroded, and 100 watt bulb just blew.
We're not after your love on Expanding Horizons, but we'll take a like. Check us out on Facebook.
She's given half her life to people she hates now. Stephanie says, when answering the phone, what country shall I say is calling from across the world? But she's not. It's all in her mind. It's all in her mind. Stephanie says that she wants to know.
She wants to know
why it is, though she's the dog.
Interviews and banter on Expanding Horizons.
Yes, all of that, all of those things.
Plus, lots of that going on.
Plus, we had just for you, Mike, two tracks there for you. So, from Van the Man, Van Morrison, we had Bulbs, and then from the Velvet Underground, Stephanie Says, and that's for you as well, Mike.
Yeah,
you know it. Wink, wink,
wink, wink. I was just going to say, right, you got to love the Velvet Underground, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how talented were they? Era defining. And I was just thinking, and I've probably talked to you about this before, Stu, so you can just go, yeah, I've heard this, Cole. You know, like,
I need a sting for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that. Yeah. That's my plan over the next couple of weeks.
There's some, you know, like, their first album, right? That Andy Warhol Banana album, which is amazing in itself, right?
Yeah.
Did not even make the top 50 Billboard in the States, right? You know this, right?
Keep going.
And yet, is one of the most celebrated albums of all time.
Mm.
Just goes to show you that the general public do not know a thing.
Right,
At the time. There they were, the Velvet Underground, and they're all busy listening to Boy Meets Girl, La La La, West Coast pop, like the Beach Boys and all that, and they could have been listening to the Velvet Underground. Mm. And now they're all like, oh, yeah, they're so good, man. You wouldn't have a clue, man.
No, that's right.
You know?
Got the T-shirt.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, if you were alive then, you should be embarrassed.
that track's on, again, the Royal Tenenbaums soundtrack.
Oh, you've been watching a bit of haven't you?
So I love that film. I've decided I really love that film.
Right.
And so a good soundtrack as well, and so... Yeah, that's why we're playing a couple of tracks from it. And we're going to do another one shortly too.
All right. That's good. So, I'm just off my ranting because I'm really ranting today.
Yeah, we should, probably need a rant sting.
Yeah, we do. Yep. R-A-N-T.
Yep.
R-A-N-T, rant. And that's my football chant because it was some midweek football going on, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was some Champions League.
Yeah, Champions League in Europa. I'm going to talk about Europa because Arsenal scored four. Yeah, that's right, four in one game.
I don't want to talk about the Champions League.
Four goals in a game.
That's
Arsenal.
Good.
Yeah, how good is that?
Well, they've done that. They've done similar throughout the Europa League, haven't they?
Yeah,
because it's quite easy competition, really.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You know what I noticed though?
You've still got to win them, though.
Arsenal take the knee. Slavia Prague just stand there.
Oh, right.
So I was interested in that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because all the Premier League do it, right?
Yeah.
And they're having a big push this week on saying no to racism.
Mm.
They've said it for a long time.
Mm.
But I think after the, you know, the usual social media keyboard warriors get out there and sling off at people.
Yeah.
In some very nasty ways.
They do.
It just goes to show that the FA is trying to do the right thing.
Mm.
For Slavia Prague, we're not interested. And they got dealt to.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yep, so there you go, enough. Boys. Take that home.
Is that poetic justice?
Yeah, I think so. Pick it out of the net.
Yeah.
Pick the bones out
and
of
Lacazette's
it.
And Lacazette's been on form, hasn't he?
He has been on form. When he scores, he scores a lot, that boy, doesn't he?
He does. He's been doing pretty well.
But yeah, there's another games around the town, weren't there?
Yep, yep. So, a few games this week as well.
Yeah.
Stretches on and FA Cup games, I think. Semi-finals.
Some FA Cup. I think there's teams have got 2,000 tickets.
Oh, really?
For people to go to them.
Oh, because it's at Wembley, isn't it?
Semi-finals,
yeah, of course. Of course, of course.
So that's interesting. So first fans at a game.
Yeah,
nice. And they'll do their normal rubbish. It was the Millwall fans that let everyone down a few months ago. No surprise, Millwall.
No surprise, Millwall.
No surprise, that's right.
That's right.
I'm just going to say, though, my eyes and ears will be eagerly looking to hear how Cambridge go, whether they can keep the role and whether they can stay top of the table and get out of that fourth division.
Yeah, well, that will
climb their way up.
That would be a great achievement, wouldn't it?
It would be, beating the likes of Morecambe, Forest Green, all the big names.
Wise.
Yeah, Morecambe Wise, that's right. Beating all the big names in British football. Yeah, that's hilarious. Though.
Well, you can only beat your opposition, right?
Yeah, you only beat your up against. That's right.
Yeah,
that's the truth. That hey, you got another track?
Yeah, we're going to...
From Royal Tenenbaums.
Royal Tenenbaums. We'll sneak a couple more in. One of them's from this, and one is a classic New Zealand song after that. But we're going to do Me and Julio Down by the School.
Hey,
Simon and Garfunkel. We'll lift the mood.
Rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Mm-hmm.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
Content approved by Lexia.
There's blood on the rails, and the engine fails. And a foul wind blows through Britannia's sails. It's a 100-year storm, and there's a media swarm, all whipped up by men in uniform. What is the cause of funding these wars, when children are sleeping on hospital floors, and the poor and diseased, oh, they're down on their knees? We should be blaming the banks, not the refugees. And as we wait in the harbor for the storm to bound, even the thickest of armor won't save us now. And as we stand here abandoned, when the ship goes down and the band play on, this little universe where fear is a curse,
And if you close your borders, you just make it worse. The whole country's on the brink. We need to go and see a shrink who'd take one look and turn to the drink. It's every man for himself. You gotta pay for your health. We need a total redistribution of wealth. And the going's too tough, and the sea's too rough. Yeah, people are good, but they're not good enough.
Just so good. Man the lifeboats when the ship goes down.
Yeah, it's
that's
a good one.
That's
that.
So cool.
Yeah,
I'm gonna kick back and listen to that in the spa.
Yeah, just
probably tonight, and also on Thursday when the show's replayed from 9 to 10.
That'd be cool.
I'm gonna make myself a date.
Yeah, do it
in the spa pool
and do it, Stu.
Listen to our show, listen to ourselves.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey,
yeah, yeah.
And before that, you were playing what are you playing? Me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yeah, and after that, Nature from Formula. So yeah. Classic Kiwi band.
That's
that out.
You know, that Me and Julio reminds me of the album Live in Central Park.
Oh yeah, yeah.
From 1980. I remember when that was broadcast.
So good. What a massive concert,
right? Yeah, it was enormous, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And to see those two back together,
10 million people.
10 million. A billion. I reckon there was a billion people there that day.
Everybody was there.
Everyone was there. It's a bit like Woodstock.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah,
or
right.
the Sex Pistols' first gig, right? Everyone who was anyone was there.
Yeah.
There's
like
a million people
there. I saw them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Everyone who was anyone says that. Mm. But yeah, that's really cool, that Man of Lifeboats.
Yeah, I encourage people to check them out. And they'd be really good to see live too, wouldn't they?
They would be good fun, hey?
Where are they from?
They're from the UK.
They are from
sure where in the UK
hopefully
they're from.
When all this COVID nonsense gets
we get
out
some people touring.
Yeah, and that'd be great to see. I'd pay a dollar for that.
Yeah, you know what I'd like to see with them? Frank together.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It would be good, wouldn't it?
And Emily Barker
and
as well.
And Emily Barker.
And again, I think we mentioned it. They did a streaming gig where they did duets, and hopefully they'll be releasing that soon because they did quite a lot of interesting stuff on it.
Mm. That's good. Yeah. And they call it Barker Turner Overdrive.
Yeah. And there are t-shirts. You can buy some merch for it.
Get some merch.
But I'm pretty sure they're going to release the CD or download at least of that gig.
That'd be cool.
But as soon as we can get our hands on it, we'll play some.
We'll play some because that'd be awesome.
And that because while they were doing covers, they did release a new duet.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
They go well together, don't they?
They do. Just like us, Colin.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. Complement each other. Hey, I was just thinking, talking about a million people at a gig.
Oh, yeah.
Sign of the Fire Better Plane tonight.
Yep, they'll have a million there.
Million people.
They will.
Online watchers, people streaming in from all over the Facebookverse.
And we didn't have time for a bridge pin track this week, but we'll
play it.
We'll do one. They're probably a bit salty about that, right?
Yeah. Nice one. Like it, Stu.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Anyway, people will be going, Sign of Firebird, you're talking about it, now you've mentioned it. Mac Bar. At the Mac Bar tonight?
Yep.
9 PM.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is another gig that starts late.
It does.
I don't know, you blokes. Do you ever get up before midday the next day? I'm asking you.
I'm sure the music will be on from 9, though.
Yeah. You know what happens? Rob does that. Then he goes home, stays up all night watching QPR. That's what, I know you do, Rob. You don't have to send me a text, mate. I know you do. So, yeah, Mac Bar, 9 PM. Music will start. Band will start at 10.
Yep.
Band will finish at 10 past. No, that's not right. That's not right. No. But yeah, 9 PM.
Nah, they usually do three or four sets.
That's right. Yeah. And you, you know what? There's not many bands who do that many.
No.
And that's because they're pretty amazing musicians who have an enormous repertoire.
Mm, well, we are being nice today.
Yeah, that's right. You could get along and ask them for an obscure track by, you know, Neutral Milk Hotel, and Rob will go, I can play that.
Yeah, right. Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah, enough.
It's probably about time we got up.
Got down.
And got outside.
And we'll see you all later.
See you next week.